Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team for the new season, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted, as always, to speak to Jodie Gibson. Jodie, Loughborough Lightning player now. Have you got your official number?
So I'm actually going back to Loughborough Lightning. So I played in Loughborough Lightning in 2011, I joined, or 2012, when I went to university in Loughborough. So I'm going back to Loughborough Lightning. So I actually need to find out what my number is. I know my number, but don't remember it right now. So that's really bad. I should have probably looked that up.
Well, that'd be good when you find out, a chance to get back to playing for Lightning again. And I suppose everybody was all out of contract last season, weren't they? So what was that whole signing window like this time around?
So it's probably a little bit different for me, because at the end of last season, I made the decision to relocate back to Manchester. And the reason I was relocating was because I'm a teacher. And I was working at an incredible boarding school in North London. And at that time, it meant that the school was getting bigger, more boarding pupils. And the question was that I had to give the school more of my time, or could I give the school more of my time? And I just couldn't. So I felt like it was the right time then to relocate home. And I wasn't sure whether that meant that was the end of my netball career, or whether that meant that I was able to explore options up north. So when the contract window opened and I got the offer through, I was so excited. So for me, yeah, it felt a little bit different. I guess I didn't know what to expect, but I'm so happy with what the outcome has been for me.
The way that Mavs announced it, obviously yourself and obviously Georgia leaving as well, at the a similar kind of time, it was to be respected the way it was just handled and to let everybody know.
Brilliantly. I've got to really acknowledge Camilla Buchanan and the team at Saracens Mavericks, or London Mavericks now. They were incredible. I spoke to Camilla quite early on in the season. When I had to, because I'm a teacher, I had to try and find a new job up north around March time. So I spoke to Camilla quite early on in the season to let her know what my decision was, and we had a really nice conversation. She really understood it, and I've got so much respect for Camilla. And then when it was time, getting towards the end of the season, she was a person that kind of gave me a gentle nudge and was like, I think it's time to tell the volunteers, tell the fans, tell the team that you were moving on. And the way they did it was incredible. They gave me my moment to say bye to the franchise, both on social media and in that final game. And they did exactly the same for Georgia Lees. And I think our decisions were made very differently. I think Georgia has just got married, which is incredible. And for her, she was probably thinking about what's next in life. And I think for me, I was kind of on that middle ground of thinking, well, what's next for life, but also could I still play, because I loved this sport and I wasn't ready to give it up. But I felt like if it meant that that was the end of my career, I'd be so happy with what I've achieved, and I felt really fulfilled by netball. So I thought, if that's the end, then that's the end. But I'm so happy it's not the end.
We obviously know about your time at Thunder and Stars, where you were the first ever signing, Mavericks obviously as well, but maybe not Lightning. Well, this is your first team.
So I'm a Manchester girl. So I came through the Northern Thunder, which is now Manchester Thunder Pathway.
So what was the connection with Lightning, first of all, then?
Lightning, when I decided to go to the university, it was, I then played for the Loughborough Lightning franchise. So, gosh, it was Hannah Joseph, myself, girls like James Forbes-Watley, Rachel Malloy. There was loads of girls that played at that time. Afika Morris, she was a Jamaican international. So many girls that I could talk about that was in that franchise at that time. But Loughborough Lightning back then, Rebecca James, I've got to mention Rebecca James, because she is a legend of Loughborough Lightning back in the day. Loughborough at that time was a very different franchise, and I didn't necessarily appreciate the world-class facilities and everything else, because I was a young 18-year-old girl, just really excited to be, one, playing netball, but two, also about university and embracing all what comes with university. So I'm really looking forward to going back to that environment and actually really kind of grabbing hold of every opportunity with two hands, whether it's the world-class facilities, the incredible world-class coaching and everything that comes with that, the players. But yeah, as I said, it was different back then. Loughborough Lightning would be, when I was there back in 2011, 2012, we were fighting for bottom of the table against teams like Team Northumbria. And we were young girls, we're quite inexperienced. We're all very young because it was, they'd retain the girls that were at university. So, and after university, girls would then go back to their home franchise, whether it's Manchester, whether it be Surrey, whether it be another franchise. So at that time, yeah, they were, kind of fighting for that seventh and eighth spot, if I'm being totally honest. And those netball fans that remember those days, they'll remember that, that Loughborough Lightning team. And then years later, they recruited in fantastic players like Peace Vescovia and more incredible players. And then the franchise just built to what it is now. And my goodness, as Karen Atkinson, Liv Murphy, all those incredible coaches that have been before and really changed the landscape of the franchise, they've done an incredible job. And I'm just so excited to return to that.
Let's have a quick look at some of the new teams. Obviously, Birmingham Panthers, spoken to Jo, and she said that she's got three Gabbies in a team, which is a bit of a first. it's going to be exciting to see what she brings to the league. And obviously, she's got a lot of the players that were playing and under her at Stars. So that'll be exciting.
Yeah, God, Gabby in every third of the court. I cannot wait to see what it looks like for the Jo Tripp. Look, Jo Tripp for me is one of the most informed coaches in this league. She has had the best start to her coaching career that any coach would have wished for. Two times recognised as Coach of the Year. I mean, that's not just because she got into the top four. That's because everyone is recognising what she's been able, how she's been able to transform players, how she's been able to really import her imprint onto the league, and it's been fantastic. So I'm really looking forward to that team. And she's, because of what she's achieved, she's been able to recruit in the likes of Gabby Sinclair and the defensive Gabby. I'm not familiar with who she is and how she plays, but I can't wait to see these new Australian imports that are coming into our league. I'm really excited to see how they play, what they bring to our league, and the level at which they'll just keep elevating our league.
Last time somebody told me off for abbreviating Nottingham Forest to Notts Forest. So moving forward, Nottingham Forest, what are your thoughts on Chelsea? Obviously, vastly experienced. What's she going to bring to the role over in Nottingham?
Chelsea experience, yeah, as you said, she's going to bring a wealth of experience as a player. But I also think you can't not acknowledge that, yeah, she's been a player. She's been a world-class player. She's played in all the leagues around the world. She's a Commonwealth Gold medalist for not just England, but for Australia. She's a World Cup athlete. She's incredible. And you can't knock what she's been able to retain from all these world-class coaches, from Tracy Neville to Norma Plummer, to all these coaches that she's worked with, Dan Ryan in recent years. She's going to bring all that knowledge, and she's going to bring it to that team. So I'm really excited. And being in the team at Chelsea, knowing Chelsea well, she's got a fantastic network break. And I know she's going to really excited to start to unpick that network break and really start to put that onto the players that she's recruited, because she's recruited really well. And I'm really excited to see what she's going to do with that franchise.
Too right, you've been in the team with Chelsea, that gold medal. are you like every time you walk past it, hey, how are you?
How did you know?
Working closely with Alison Shadeen as well, that's going to be a fantastic opportunity for you as part of Lightning squad in 2025.
It is, yeah. I really admire both Alice and Shadeen. Shadeen's been someone that I've admired her work rate for years, even before she was in the Netball Super League. She played for Summer Storm, didn't she? And then she went across to Adelaide Thunderbirds, where she was incredible over there. Then when she's come back to Manchester Thunder, she's just been a player that has gone from strength to strength. She's really formidable. And she's someone, as I said, I've really admired. And I can't wait to put all our netball brains together and create something really special at Lightning. And Alice, she's a player that I have, since she's been on the burst on the scene, she's only gone from strength to strength. She's got such tall stature. And the last few seasons, she's been fantastic with the way she wins ball, the way she worked with the likes of Fran Williams, the likes of Nicola Smith last season. I cannot wait to get in that defensive circle with Alice and Shadeen as well. So really excited to get to work with those girls. Yeah, bring it on.
Midcourt's looking good as well, isn't it?
Not bad, is it? Like, you've got Beth Cobbett, you've got Nat Panigari, Hannah Joseph. Gosh, if you're going to pick a few girls, and Bella, let me speak about Bella for a moment. Bella, she was with Sarah Mavericks, the training partner, a few years ago, and I've admired her for so many years. She's been back in the team with her. She's so hardworking. So I can't wait to work with those girls. They're going to push my game on even further, and that's exactly what we want. At this stage of my career, I've still got so much more to give to this sport, and to be surrounded by world-class players, it's only going to elevate me as a player either. I did not wait for that.
Spoke to Vic. Obviously, she welcomes the fact that Sammy's going to be joining you as well. Can only benefit it.
Absolutely. And again, it's a welcome back to Sammy because Sammy's been in the Super League before. She was playing at Hertfordshire Mavericks back in the day under Sam Bird as her head coach, and she was incredible. And then obviously got picked up by Rob Wright to go over to Swifts with Helen Halsby. I love Sammy Wallace. She is an incredible player, and I cannot wait to see her link up in the circle with Berry Neal. Berry Neal is the most exciting young talent in England right now. She is incredible. And for the age that she is and what she's already brought to the league and what she brings to an international stage, oh, goodness, I cannot wait to be on the same team as her. And you've got the experience of Ella Clark as well. Those guys together, those three, are going to really create something really exciting. And I'm just so happy I get to admire that in training, in matches, and throughout the season.
New era is finally here. Are you looking forward to it?
I am. Hook, line is one of my favourite away fixtures. Every single time you step into that arena, the atmosphere is electric. And the fans are amazing. After the games, they want to talk to you. Even if you don't play for the line, they are so welcoming. They're always wanting to talk to you. They're amazing people to meet. And I can't wait to be on the side of Luffy Lightning to be able to see them every single week and be part of that incredible family.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.